Was there error during this time concerning the two natures of Christ? Can you pick that up as he's describing? What is he doing here? He's saying Jesus is God and Jesus is a man. There was an error at this time among the Protestants that said that when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, which we're about to do, that Jesus' body is physically here on earth. In a sense, the idea of his body was deified, could be everywhere present. That's not the same body as that ascended into heaven. Somehow it was changed. And that he's not the God-man that he walked on the earth, but different. If you notice very clearly, it says, his human nature did not lose the properties, but remained a creature, having beginning of days, being a finite nature, not deified. His body didn't become God. He was God when he walked on earth. He was God, as it says, when he was in his mother's womb, the God-man. He didn't change in that way. Yes, he rose from the dead and he gave immortality to life, didn't he? But yet, notice it says, nevertheless, he has not changed the reality of his human nature. So notice the statement that his divine nature has always remained uncreated. As God, he didn't change. He wasn't created. That he's eternal. He fills heaven and earth. He's immense in that way. And yet at the same point in time, he became man. He became finite, subject to time, experienced death, even death of the cross, rose again. And notice the summary statement. The main point is at the very end that you said, wherefore we confess he is very God and very man, very God by his power to conquer death. Why did God have to suffer in your place? Because only God could endure the wrath of God. At the same point in time, the very man that he might die for us according to the infirmity of his flesh. He had to die because the wages of sin is death. Either he dies or you die. And so he had to become man in order to die in our place. So this is a fuller description of the gospel of Jesus Christ, isn't it? Who he was and what he did. Or I should say who he is and what he does and who he is and what he will do as well. Amen.